Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're here, too, because we got a good friend of ours back on the show, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, Dr. Nancy Rozanoff. And Dr. Nancy is an outstanding member of our Brain Trust. She is the lady who's been helping us understand intuition, our own intuition. And as I've said many times before, guys, ladies don't have the franchise on this. You and I have it, too. We might think of it differently. We might call it something different. But we have it, and she's written a lot about this. She's the most recent book that I have is called Knowing When It's Right, An Intuitive Approach to Improving Relationships, and also The Complete Idiot's Guide to Making Money Through Intuition. How about that? And she's our good friend, Nancy. Welcome back to the show.
It's great to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. It's always a pleasure. You've been working on something recently, Nancy, that you call spiritual economics. Tell us what
right.
that means.
Well, we have to define the word spiritual because people use that in a lot of different ways. But the way I mean it is just what is not material.
Right.
That there is an aspect of life which is not physical. And so that's what I mean by spiritual.
Well, I talk, as you know, I talk about our spirit a lot on this show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I call it the force that drives our protoplasm around.
Right. That's right. Exactly. And you can even be more specific that it's really what we value, and it's what motivates us.
Well, who we are is not this earthly vessel.
That's
who we
right.
are is the force that's inside, as I say, is driving this earthly vessel around, and that's the spirit, and that's an entity that is part of, you know, is who we are.
Exactly right. And so that's what I'm proposing that people pay more attention to. Like, all this crisis about what am I going to do, I've lost my job, or my money's gone, or whatever.
Where are my customers?
Where's my health? But they forget that those kinds of things will come and go, but their true wealth, what got them to where they were in the first place, is their attentiveness, their caring, their focus on the job, their responsiveness, their gifts, their talents, and these are all the spiritual parts of who we are, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those are not material, and those didn't go away, and those can't be downsized.
Well, you know,
those things that will see us through, because if we keep focused on doing our job, doing the right job, being useful, then things are going to turn around.
Well, that is such a great way to say that, Nancy. And, you know, I, as my audience has heard me say many times, whenever my material world wasn't going so well, I, you know, whatever the problem was,
mm-hmm.
business or what, financial or whatever it might have been, you know, if I thought things, you know, were pretty bad, I would check on my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And if my kids were okay, I would tell myself nothing else matters.
That's right.
Because they, even though, you know, they're a part of my spirit, and the relationship that I have with them is what nurtures my spirit.
They're an extension
of my spirit.
That's right, but there might be a time when your kids aren't okay, but that doesn't mean you're not okay or that your spiritual gifts aren't still present and the spiritual gifts of your children.
Right. Well, I guess what I do, and you're right, sometimes you know, the things aren't so great, but I guess the thing that helped me to do was to recognize that everything that I need to value is not in the area of things.
Exactly, and that's what we've gotten. We get so caught up on it, so seductive.
The materialistic part.
We've all been trained since early on to see that our life is out there somewhere.
To define ourselves by the stuff that we have.
That's right, and by the kind of results we've produced, rather than what we bring to the table every day, which is our intelligence and attentiveness mm-hmm. and clarity and creativity. And those, that is spiritual intelligence. That is that's our true economics. That's what our wealth is based on.
Mm-hmm.
And what's important to realize is that when we're frightened, when we're not aware of those, when we get caught in thinking that we've lost something or that we're damaged somehow by the circumstances, then those things aren't accessible to us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's important to realize. So we're not going to be, when we're frightened, we're not going to make an intelligent decision.
I have to say, and I've said this before, Nancy, I don't like to be negative on the show. I don't like to talk about negative things. But sometimes you have to report what's the truth, we have to do that. And the truth is in the last several months, there's been an awful lot of fear in the marketplace.
Oh, absolutely, and there've been a lot of
and still is
made out of panic.
Yeah.
Right, and thinking, oh my gosh, we've got to do something, and so we don't know where those are going to go.
So how do we deal with all this fear? How do we put fear in perspective?
Well, first of all, we have to understand, we have to not pretend we're not afraid, because if you just say, oh, well, I'm not afraid, but you're still afraid, that's not going to help. So you can't fake it. You have to recognize, my gosh, I'm so frightened.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can see that, well, what am I frightened of? Okay, I'm frightened that I'm not going to pay the rent this month, that I'm not going to be able to pay my employees, that I'm not going to be able to buy the supplies I need. Okay, so these look like real fears, right? But
mm-hmm.
at least we have to face it. I'm frightened, and I don't know what to do. So that's the first thing. We have to recognize that we don't know the answer, but that we're frightened. Admitting that to ourselves is
mm-hmm.
the first step to wisdom.
One of the things that go ahead. No, go ahead.
Well, then we sit quietly, and we recognize we're frightened, and we say, okay, that's fear talking. And yes, I have real decisions or real issues that need to be faced. And so then you sit quietly for a moment and see if you can just remember that but there is intelligence, there is creativity, there is a guidance that's possible.
Mm-hmm. Hold on to that thought, Nancy.
Yeah.
We're visiting with Dr. Nancy Rozanoff, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about spiritual economics and right now a little bit about fear. When we come back, I want to ask Nancy about fear as a motivator and as an immobilizer. And we'll do that right after these messages. Here's John Mellencamp to take us out. We're rocking in the USA. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And we booked it for you. We want you to go there. We encourage you to go there and use it and take it back with you. We'll send you stuff. You can come and visit us and find what you like. And if you'll tell us, we'll send it to you. We'll go where you are. And we have the capability there. So check it out. Check out my blog. You can subscribe to the blog. You can subscribe to the newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon by email. And they're different, two different resources. Also, our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you can go to get answers, ask a question and get some answers, and lots of other stuff. You got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes, we got something that will help you, and we've got something there under the Small Business Sun that our Brain Trust members, like Nancy Rozanoff, has helped us with over the years. Nancy's been with us for many years as an outstanding expert in her field. Nancy is the author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Making Money Through Intuition and also Knowing When It's Right. Nancy, tell us how we can find you online.
You can find me at thelistingplace.com or just at my name, rozanoff.com, rozanoff.com.
All right, Rozanoff with two F's .com. Nancy, we were talking about fear when we went to the break, and I said I wanted to ask you something I've talked about and written about quite a bit is fear. Fear can be either good or bad. It can be a motivator or an immobilizer.
it can have those elements. I mean, it can be a wake-up. Fear itself is not that good.
Sometimes fear is giving you good information, move out of the way of the bus.
Well, that's right, but that would be intelligence, right? That's intelligent to not cross the street when the light is red or to get out of the way of the bus. That's alertness, I would say,
mm-hmm.
right? If there's a heightened alertness. And that's part of our intelligence. But fear is really crippling when we're saying something bad is happening to me and I don't know what to do. And it's really like a mind lock that happens.
Mm-hmm.
It freezes us up. And then we're not available. We're not being receptive to intelligent, alert, creative ideas that are always available to us. But we need to be receptive to them. That's the gift of our human consciousness, is to be.
So you're saying when we find ourselves being fearful,
yeah,
that we need to determine what's the source of the fear, how is it manifesting, and is our response create with creativity and with intelligence, or is it with something negative like allowing ourselves to get to be inert or getting depressed or something like that.
That's right. Or to make a decision, to react to what's happening to us rather than to respond.
Right.
To kind of just fight what's going on rather than to look at it and say, this is really scaring me, what's happening,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know what to do. That's the honest approach. And at first, that's we have to start with that. That I think in our culture, we've all been trained, I have to know what to do at all times.
Yeah, that's right.
We don't. There's lots of times we don't know the answer.
There is power in acknowledging that you don't know something, isn't there?
Exactly, because then you're open to someone like Jim Blasingame helping you, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I've been saying that. I say that to my family all the time, and I don't it doesn't work with them, but
well, no, it doesn't work with them. You know, yeah. You can't toot your own horn. We know
that's,
that.
That's right. But no, I think you. I really like what you're saying here, Nancy, because I think a lot of people are locked up, as you say. The fear, the circumstances that have hit us all,
yeah.
is creating inertia, and inertia turns into inactivity and non-performance, and all that turns into, it's a cycle that turns into depression, which then feeds upon itself.
Yes, and it's certainly, I'm not saying that we have to just go out and do everything we used to do, because that's not true either. Obviously, the whole game
right.
has changed, and so I'm not pretending that everything is rosy out there or the way it used to be. It's not. But that doesn't mean there isn't a pathway. But it's going to be very different, very creative, and it's going to require tremendous sensitivity to intuition, to intelligent ideas, to responding to each moment by moment as it comes to us. And we're going to need to recognize when fear gets in the way.
What about, Nancy, what about not having the answer, admitting that you don't know what the answer to this,
yeah.
but taking some action of some kind and being, even with the knowledge that this might not be the correct action, but just
mm-hmm.
doing something. What do you think?
Well, it really depends. I think that you have to look at whether that doing, what you're doing, is a reaction where you're just trying to alleviate your anxiety.
But won't you learn something, though? I mean, what I'm getting at is the worst enemy is inertia, is doing nothing.
No. You see, that's where you're wrong. That just when you're not taking action doesn't mean you're not doing something. You might be waiting
yeah.
for the right
okay.
idea. And if you act too soon, then you'll miss that idea.
Right.
That if you just kind of throw a bunch of stuff on the wall.
When and I say do something, I don't mean, you know, do a full-blown campaign. I just mean move, somehow just move, maybe an inch.
Well, maybe, but I think that that's part of the disease that we're with us, is this compulsion to do something.
Right. Hey, Nancy, this is fascinating. You always do this for us. Thank you. Thank you so much. And you know she loves me, folks, because she loves me enough to argue with me. Hey, Nancy, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Okay, Jim. Talk to you soon.
Rosanoff.com with two F's on the end, folks. Check it out. Good stuff there. Quick break. Stay with me. I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.